Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for tuning in. We're having a few technical difficulties. I am out of state, actually trying to open up the lines for our guest speakers, so please bear with me. As we move forward with this, We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to move on over to Atlanta with Pastor Rose Cook, and she will be speaking with you this evening. For those of you that are listening by internet, we do thank you for tuning in. If you get an opportunity to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. As we want to have prayer, are you there, Pastor Scott? Pastor Cook, are you there? I am having difficulty on this end trying to open up or log in. It is not allowing me to log in, so just please bear with me on this. And unfortunately, I have to admit that I am in the car and trying to navigate this through the car. So this is the first time trying to navigate it through the car. Pastor Cook, are you there? Once again, for those of you just listening by internet, if you would like to call in once we get connected, you can call in at 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. 4054. Once we open up, I'm going to ask if Minister Haman from out of New York, if you would start off in prayer, and then we're going to turn it on over to Pastor Cook in Atlanta. Again, please bear with me. We're having technical difficulties, and I'm really kind of, we will get this together. It's just not opening up. Amen, amen. God is good. I'm hoping that everyone is having a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're praying that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. As we move forward with these technical difficulties, we know that things appear that there are issues, but it always works out. Amen? It always works out. Again, once I am able to open up my lines on the computer, then I'm able to open up all the mics, and you can connect. Please bear with me.
Mr. Cook. Pastor Cook, are you there? Pastor Cook? Pastor Cook, are you there? Pastor Cook? Pastor Cook, are you there?
No, it's me, Elder. You still don't have Pastor Rose.
I see her number on. What is it, 408? Is this your 408? I see three numbers.
Hers is 843, sir. 843-271.
Let me see if I can contact her.
Okay.
Okay, she's on now.
Praise God.
Pastor Cook.
Hello? Yes.
Pastor
Amen.
Cook? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do apologize for this technical difficulties right now. But I'm going to turn it on over to you, okay?
Amen.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes.
Are we here?
You're on.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it.
Amen.
In spite of what we've been through just a few minutes ago, we thank God.
Hallelujah.
God has worked it out
mm-hmm.
so that we can hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I pray that some of the listeners have come back on. Hallelujah. Because I invited some people to come on. So I'm hoping that they come back on to listen to what God has to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. We're going to the book of Genesis, the third chapter. Is anybody out there? Amen. Is anybody out there that can hear me?
Amen. We're here. You have a few callers on this listening.
Okay. Good, good, good. We're going to the book of Genesis, the third chapter, verses 8 to 10. It's a familiar passage of scripture, and something I spoke on a couple, maybe months ago, and the Lord had given it back to me again to speak to the people. Amen. So this word that he's given me on tonight is for the people. Let's go into the book and I'll explain later. Amen. Genesis, the third chapter, verses 8 through 10. I'm going to read this, and it says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" And the word of God is blessed. We're just going to deal with those three scriptures tonight. As I was saying before, this word has come back to me tonight to give to the people tonight, because there's some things that people are in. And God is calling them to come out from wherever you are.
He's
calling you out, hallelujah, to come out from wherever you're doing, whatever's going on in your life. He's calling you out tonight, hallelujah. And tonight I just want to talk to you about this particular scripture. We find here in this particular text that Eve and the serpent was having a conversation. Amen. I'm just going to give you some brief history of what was happening in this particular chapter. And we find that Eve and the serpent was having a conversation. Yes, back in the day, animals did talk. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me prove it to you. If you remember in Numbers 22 and 28, when God opened the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey told Balaam, What have you done to me that you had to struck me three times?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was one occasion that the animal was speaking back to a person.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was studying the serpent. If you didn't know, the snakes have legs. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because when the serpent was talking to Eve, he was standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He wasn't laying down at the time, but he was standing up talking to Eve, amen. And as I was studying the snake, studying the study of a snake, the legs are hitting under the body of the snake, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God stripped him to the dust of the earth, he lost his right to stand, amen.
Wow.
So he's no longer able to stand. That's why he's crawling down on earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they begin to converse about which fruit of the tree that they can eat in the garden. And Eve begins to proceed to tell the serpent, "We can eat the fruit from other trees, but not the tree that sits in the middle of the garden. Why? Because if we do, we will surely die." Mm-hmm. But being who the enemy is a deceiver, a liar, a father of many lies, an evil one, cunning and clever, he tells us simply that you would not die. See, that's like the enemy, because the devil always wants to undermine God. His job is always to prove God wrong. Amen? Mm-hmm. He always wants to be the better person. He always wants to take God as a lie. But we know that God is not a man that should lie. Amen?
Amen.
We can find that in the book of Numbers. Hallelujah. He wants to take you out of his will. This is the enemy. The enemy always wants to take you out of his will for your life. He don't want you to have what God has called you to do. He don't want you to be walking in places where God has put you, hallelujah, and ordained your footsteps to go, amen. He tries to make everything look good. This is the enemy now. He tries to make everything mm-hmm. look good, taste good, feel good, hallelujah. He tries to make it look so good and tricking you to thinking that that's the right thing to do when it's mm-hmm. the wrong thing to do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He don't want you to do the right thing. He don't want you to follow what God has called you to do. So
mm-hmm.
he throws in distractions and he throws in trickery things to distract you from the will of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Amen.
We go on in the story. Hallelujah. And so this is what happened to Eve. The enemy desired her to disobey God.
Mm-hmm.
That was his ultimate plan. Yes, thank you. To cause her to disobey God.
Amen.
And distract her from the path that God has called her to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I realize when the devil
mm-hmm.
uses you for his purpose, he uses for his purpose. And the purpose is to disobey God. Because
mm-hmm.
like I stated before, he hates God. Amen. He hates to get, he hates God, God to get the glory of anything that you do in your life.
Yeah.
Because he wants the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to shine. He don't want God to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he does
mm-hmm.
everything
mm-hmm.
that he needs to do to allow God's glory not to shine. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the text go on, begins to say that Eve eats the fruit. And she gives it to her husband. Now, some may debate and say that, you know what? They blame the wife. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They blame Eve. But I feel, this is me, I feel that if Adam just had man up and said, baby, listen, we can't eat this fruit because
mm-hmm.
God said no. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that he didn't have to take it. He
mm-hmm.
should have stand up as a man, as her husband, and said, baby, no, we ain't supposed
mm-hmm.
to eat this. But what'd he do? He ate it with Eve. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions as I move forward?
No, it's good.
Hallelujah.
That's a different
point. It is good because it is good because God gave the commandment to Adam first. He was the head
mm-hmm.
of the house. He was the head of the house. So whatever the head does, the body will follow. But it flipped. The head follows
mm-hmm.
the body.
Yeah.
The head followed Eve.
Right.
Anyway.
And so when they
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And so
ahead,
when they
Pastor.
Realized what they did, they realized they were naked and they began to get some fig trees to cover themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this. When you have an encounter with the devil begins to strip you of all unrighteousness. And you become uncovered just like Eve and Adam was in the garden. See, when you begin to operate with the devil, he begins to strip the goodness out of you. He
mm-hmm.
begins to strip all the loving kindness that's in
mm-hmm.
you. He begins to strip it when you begin to follow his will and his way.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And
when you begin to listen to the enemy, he begins
mm-hmm.
to strip you of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The loving kindness. You know, the tender mercy that you carry when you get in contact with the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he begins to be uncovered. like Eve was, and Eve and Adam that was in the garden. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, and it just doesn't come all at once. He's so subtle, it comes little by little, and that's how it was with Eve. He started, the enemy, the snake started talking to her, and they were going back and forth, and each time that she, like, conceded to what he was saying, she was stripped. A little bit more, she was stripped. A little bit more, she was stripped. Stripped so much that she went to the husband and said, "Ah, no, we can do this. Eat this fruit."
Yes.
Oh, God.
And it's just
this
like
is good.
He plugs at you at every little thing. You know, he gets you. That's why you can't give him a little.
Yeah.
You can't give him a little inch. You can't let him get a little crack. Just a little crack. You give him a little crack, he's going to. And you let him in?
I know, because I just want to share this. The Lord told me a long time ago, he said, "Edna, when the enemy raises his head, don't play with him. Just cut it off. Cut it off. Just cut it off right then and there." And
that's
sometimes,
right.
And I have to be transparent. Sometimes I played with it. I'm just being transparent.
We are.
But the end of that was a bad result. So it behooves us to listen to the voice of God. When the enemy comes, just cut him off. Don't even play
with it.
Don't even entertain it.
And I think we all have been in that place, prophetess,
where
we allow the enemy to come in and we gave him that little crack.
That little
We've
crack.
Been in that place.
Yeah.
Right. And he has wrecked house.
Yes. Yes,
he wrecked those things in the house, and he tried to destroy those things that's in our house.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But we know today that all we got to do is when he comes in like that, we got to rebuke him.
Yes.
We got to cast him out. Amen. Don't let him stay in your house.
Amen.
Begin to use the word, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper."
Come on now.
You know, begin to plead the blood over your body. Begin to plead the blood over the situation and get them out of your house, because we have that power and authority to do that. Amen.
Amen.
And so, hallelujah. So you become uncovered when you come in contact with the enemy. And you don't want the enemy to uncover you. Hallelujah. It's like that if you... It's like you in the wilderness all alone by yourself. Hallelujah. Because after he used you up, he just threw you to the side.
Yes.
That's it. He after he used you up and done all that he has done to you, he just throw you to the side. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that they heard the voice of God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, which means it was evening time. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. God was walking through the garden in the evening time. Amen. And so they began to hit, this is Adam and Eve. Once they heard God's voice and heard him walking through the garden, they began to hide themselves because of their shame, their fear, and their guilt of what they have done. Because now they just realize, "I messed up." You know, their eyes began to open up. Amen. And said, "Oops, I messed up." And so now you they are feeling shame and they feel guilty of what they have done. Hallelujah. And see, after the devil has used you up, like I said, and you come to your senses, you begin to feel shame and embarrassed and guilt about what you've done. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are exposed. Amen. You're exposed to what has happened. You know it was wrong, but you begin to feel shameful and bad about what you did. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And that also lets me know that when he was going through the garden in the cool of the day, hallelujah, that lets me know that you can't even hide from God. Hallelujah. See, God sees it all.
Yes.
You know, we may hide from man, and we may hide from our moms and our dads, but God sees everything.
Amen.
Nothing hidden from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And
Amen.
The Bible goes on to say in verse 9, Verse 9 says, and this is where I want to talk to you about, because this is where actually the meat of what's happening in this text is Adam. He says, Adam, where are you? Hallelujah. This thing was very significant to me because I said to myself, why is God asking Adam where you are?
That's good.
Amen. Because God is everywhere. He's everywhere. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:3 that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good.
Wow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So I was confused a little bit. Why? And then I began to, you know, ask the Lord again, and the Holy Ghost gives me and says that he wasn't looking for him in a geographic location, but he was looking for him in the spiritual location.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
He was looking for him in the spiritual life because, remember, God is a spirit, and he operates in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, God left Adam in dominion. If you could go to Genesis 2:19, so you know that I'm telling the truth, God left Adam in a dominion state, where it says Genesis 2:19. He says, I'm going to read it. Out of the ground of the Lord, God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Amen. See, Adam was operating in the dominion. In other words, Adam had dominion over the animals. Whatever he named the animal, it was so, and it came to pass.
That's
good. he had authority and dominion over everything that was in the garden. Amen.
That's good.
So that lets me know that if he had dominion over everything in the garden, why was he so trickery by the enemy? Why did he get tricked by the enemy and ate the fruit? Amen. And that lets me know he wasn't in his rightful place spiritually.
That's good.
Amen. He wasn't in a rightful place spiritually. And when you're not in your rightful place spiritually, the enemy comes and runs havoc in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you stay in a rightful place is get in your word. Meditate on God's word. Pray. Fast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eat this word.
Amen.
If you continue to eat this word and meditate on the word, you will be in a rightful place, and the enemy cannot throw anything at you because you can catch him right at the door.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Begin to speak those words and cast them out. You don't even have to allow him to enter in, because once he gets at your door, you speaking those words to get rid of him at the door. Amen.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
That's
Thank
good.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you must be in your rightful place. Hallelujah. And if you're in your rightful place, the enemy cannot sneak up on you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to say that tonight. Hallelujah. So whatever you speak, it shall come to pass because you have the authority and the power that God has given unto you. And some of you are dealing with some things that you think you're defeated, but you're not defeated. Just open up your mouth and confess.
That is so good.
Speak the word to your situation and tell it to go, and it will go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a living witness that it will go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak to it, and it shall leave.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You have the power. God has given you the power. He's equipped you to do these things. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that you have the Holy Ghost, come on here.
Hallelujah.
You say that you have the Holy Ghost, you have the power, because that's what the Holy Ghost gives you. It gives you the power. It gives you the authority to speak over things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be down and trout any more longer. Just speak to the thing and say, it got to go. It got to go in the name of Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror.
Wow. Wow.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. These are some of the words that you can use.
Mm.
Hallelujah. To stand up against the enemy. Don't let the enemy beat you down. Don't let the enemy win this fight. Hallelujah. Because you are a winner. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth. All you got to do is open up your mouth and speak. We open our mouths and we speak negativities, and what? Negativity happens. Try speaking something positive in your situation and see it turn around for your good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus tonight.
Mm,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This story reminds me of a childhood game that I used to play with my friends back home in New York. And the name of the game was Hide and Go Seek. Anybody remember that game?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a young person, we used to play it. Hallelujah. Running down in the street and through the woods where I lived. We would play hide and go seek. And the game goes like this. The one player who
is it?
Close their eyes.
Yeah.
And count up to 10. And which the other player would hide. The one player that has count up to 10 would say, ready or not, here I come, and go and locate the other players. Now, let me tell you, there's two ways this game can end. The hider can either remain hidden or come out racing to the home base, and once reached the home base, you're safe. Come out for wherever you are, and come to the home base, which is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. The second part of this game is if the seeker tags you before reaching the home base, you are it. Listen, it's all right being it. Hallelujah. Because I got a revelation with this. It's all right being it. Because you are the one who has to bring your brother and sister back to the home base.
Oh, that's
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Amen. So it's all right being it, because I want to be the one, hallelujah, when God brings me out of a situation, I want to be the one that says, I'm going back to my hood to go get my brothers and my sisters and bring them back to the home base, which is the safety base of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That's good.
That's what God is calling us to do. Hallelujah. It's the once you get delivered, once you get healed from drugs and alcohol, you don't take it and you just don't stay on it. You go back to the hood, go back to the street, and go bring them back to where God is, which is the home base. Hallelujah.
That's good. That's
safety
good.
Is. Hallelujah. Amen. Where his deliverance is, where you are set free. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to take this thing and just keep it to ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are to go out there and spread the gospel. Hallelujah, to the people. Hallelujah. Mm. They may not look like us. They may not dress like us. But it doesn't mean that you leave them out there. You go and pull them and compel them to God. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's
Tell
right.
them that Jesus loves
right.
you. Tell them
That's
that
good.
Jesus it cares about you. Tell them, hallelujah, that you are special to God. Oh, come on, somebody.
Thank
tonight.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's why you got to come out. Come out for wherever you are. Hallelujah. Ha, my God of Zion. Come out for wherever you are. Listen, if I could be transparent tonight, hallelujah, I had to come out of wherever I was. Can I be real tonight?
Come on now.
I was that girl that loved bad boys. I was that chick, if I can say that tonight.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
I love bad boys. See, I was a baby girl of 7 siblings, and I was spoiled, and I got what I wanted. Whatever little Rose wants, my brothers and sisters gave it to me because they were much older than me.
Yeah.
Amen. So whatever I wanted, I got it. And as I got older, I started dating thugs that had money. Amen. Because I had to, because they had to take care of me. See, I had to keep that going. Amen. I had that mindset that, you know what? If I meet somebody, they got to keep that cycle going. My family was taking care of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, you got to take care of me to be with me. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I was high maintenance. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My nails had to be done, my hair, my clothes,
Come on now.
My fancy shoes. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I had to be tight. Hallelujah. And if you wanted to be with me, You had to do this. Hallelujah. I was in places that I shouldn't have not been. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I was doing things that I should not done. Mm-hmm. But God. Hallelujah.
But God.
This lifestyle was consuming me. Hallelujah. See, I thought I was all that and a bag of chips. Amen. I thought, you know, for you to be with me, this is how it had to go. Amen. And so it was consuming me. Hallelujah. Doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing. But God stepped in and he began
Thank
to
you,
tell
Jesus.
Me, Rose, you got to come out of what you are in. Hallelujah. In other words, I had to come out of the physical and come out of the state of mind that I was in. Hallelujah. I had to transform my mind. Hallelujah.
You,
I had to transform my mind from the worldly things. Hallelujah. The fast cars, the fast money, the clothes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The prestigious, hallelujah,
yeah,
lifestyle. I had to change that mindset. Hallelujah. And think on God's mindset, on kingdom things, hallelujah. And see, tonight, it's not just you got to change and come out physically. You got to come out of your mindset has to change.
Yeah.
Sometimes our mindset is the worldly way, but God don't want it to be the worldly way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be our mind to be transformed to him, kingdom building.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you have to change your mindset of the way you think. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stop thinking that you nobody. Come on, somebody. Stop thinking that I can't make it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may look like it, but you can't think that. Hallelujah. You got to walk by faith and not
Come
by
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks the way it looks, you got to have that hope that God
Thank
is
you,
going
Jesus.
To do it, and believe and trust in him that he's going to bring you out of your situation. That mindset has to change. Hallelujah. The enemy loves to change the mindset. The enemy loves to mess with your mind. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But I come to let the devil know and give notice to him tonight that he's alive tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our minds belong to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I had to encourage myself and say, I could do better than this. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I know God don't want me to be in this. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If nobody else would encourage you, you got to pat yourself on the back and say, baby, I can do this.
Come
Hallelujah.
On,
baby, I could come out of whatever I am. Hallelujah. And say that I am wonderfully made. Hallelujah.
I am a child
of the King. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Some of you need to know that you are the child of the King and you belong to the King. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
That you're wonderfully made. Oh, come
thank
on, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you made, you made good. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're not a bad person. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to continue to encourage yourself. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Say that I can do it. Hallelujah. When all you got to know that I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah.
I may be racking with pain today, but I'm going to make it. And
Amen.
I know that God is going to heal me of this cancer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That this cancer will be
dismantled.
Yes.
You got to speak to the cancer. I'm speaking to cancer sickness people that are dealing with cancer tonight. Hallelujah. You speak to the cancer and say, cancer cells, be gone, destroy, dismantle. See, that's how you got to talk to cancer and tell them you got to go. You don't live here anymore. Hallelujah.
My God.
Dealing with diabetes today. Hallelujah. My sugar will line up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My diabetes has to line up with the word of God. And the word of God said, by his stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healed of diabetes today. Hallelujah. See,
Thank
you have
you,
to speak to it. Hallelujah. You
Hallelujah.
Have the power and authority. It's in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your mouth tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Don't
Hallelujah.
Close your mouth to the situation. Open your mouth to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And cause it to be healed and cause it to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it to be set free tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Any questions? Any questions? Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Ah,
this is
God.
So good.
Hallelujah.
You know, while you were saying that, Pastor, as far as the power and the authority that's in our mouth, my mind went back to your scripture about Adam, how God gave Adam that authority. Whatever he called those beasts in the field, it was so, because he was in line with God. His mind, his spirit, everything was in line with God. But yet God gave him the authority to call it what it was. I call it a cow. Well, because you said cow, it is a cow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like you saying, because you have cancer, look, speak to those cancer cells. Cancer cells, die, because God has given me the power to say die. Die, cancer cells, die. This is so good. God has given us the power and authority to call those things that are not as though they are.
Yes.
It is so that cancer cells die. Diabetes has, the sugar has to line up with the word of God, with God, with the word that you speak. God is giving, just like that scripture where, can these bones live, Lord? And the Lord telling him, can they live? Well, you know it, Lord, but the Lord is telling him to prophesy. You prophesy to that situation. You prophesy.
Yes.
This is a good word. Come out from wherever we are.
Last week I went to my gynecologist, and she had told me to take a test. And I said, what test is that? I took a blood test already. And next thing I know, she said, well, we're checking to see if you have cancer. I said, I don't have cancer. I just said it just like that.
Amen.
I didn't even worry about it. When I got the call, and the only thing I said, I knew that. So,
I like it. I knew that.
Yes, praise God. That's right. And everybody's saying great things. And also, when you God's calling you to come out for wherever you are, because you have purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's purpose for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not just here just to be here. You're here for a reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, there's many gifts in you. Hallelujah. That has to come out. Hallelujah. I remember Dr. Monroe says, hallelujah, he said that before he died. He wanted all his gifts to be empty out before he went to the grave. How do you know that at the grave there's so many gifts still there? There's so many writers at the grave. Hallelujah.
Wow.
There's so many songwriters at the grave, because a lot of people didn't allow their gift to be emptied out before it went to the grave. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And so I say, every time God opened up my eyes and give me another chance, I say, God, every gift that's in me caused me to operate in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Allow me to be effective in the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Have the gift to glorify you first, hallelujah, and then allow it to be effective, allow it to be a healing, a deliverance for someone.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So your life is not just to be working and hustling, bustling, and pay these bills. And no, it's not just for that. Hallelujah. Yes, we do got to do this because we in the law of the land. Yes, we got to pay rent. We got to do mortgage. We got to pay, but it's more than that.
Yes.
And that's the mindset that you have to have. You have to have the mindset, there's more than just this, God.
Yes.
This ministry, kingdom stuff that I need to doing. I need to tap into heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And call the things that's in heaven. That's my prayer. Now, when I go pray, I say, Lord, the things in heaven, bring it down. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's good.
In heaven. Bring healing down for my brother that has cancer. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Heal his body. Deliverance.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Friends that frogs. Bring the deliverance down from heaven. I just tap into heaven now. Hallelujah. Said, Lord, do it. Do it.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah. We got to change our heavenly language. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Change our worldly language to heavenly language. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk kingdom stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Because there's a lot of lost souls out there, hallelujah, that need God, hallelujah. And we say that we have the Holy Ghost, and that we are saved, we are the instruments. We have to be used by God to reach those people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to be on our job. I always say, that, see, the enemy was on his job. Look, going after Eve, trying to stop what God has called Eve to do and telling her, eat the fruit. You ain't going to die. See, he's doing what he's doing. We got to be out about God's business.
Yeah.
And go get those that are lost. Go get the ones that don't look like us. Go get the ones that have tattoos all over their bodies and piercings all over their bodies. Go get the ones that don't that are confused about their sexuality. Go get them.
Yeah.
Go get the drug addicts that's on the corner selling drugs to our babies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And destroying lives. Hallelujah. Go get them. Hallelujah. Go get the prostitutes that's hanging on the corner selling their bodies, thinking that it's okay.
Yes.
That you can take my body and do whatever you want to do with it. Hallelujah. Go get those. Hallelujah. I'm just so passionate about kingdom work and kingdom building. Hallelujah. Because I see so much. Hallelujah. And I'm doing it. Hallelujah. I'm speaking it because I'm doing it. Hallelujah. I'm not just saying it to you guys, but I'm doing it.
That's all
right. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm hoping that I'm touching somebody that's on the line. I'm hoping I'm touching somebody that's listening on internet that you're going to get up and do what God has called you to do and not just sit down and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you tonight. That's thank why you got to come out for wherever you are. Hallelujah. He's calling you out tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. He's
thank
calling
you,
you out this morning, this evening. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Do the work that he's put in you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's gifts in you, and the enemy don't want you to do those gifts, but don't
thank
be afraid.
You,
begin to rebuke him. Hallelujah. Let him know that you can do this. Hallelujah. That you were born to do this.
Yes.
You was anointed to do
my God.
This. You was ordained to do this.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hey, hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory tonight.
My
hey,
God,
hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
You got to come out for wherever you are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come out wherever you are.
Stop being hidden. Stop hidden. Stop trying to find out to be hidden. It's time to come out. Surface out.
All right. Speak it out.
Surface out.
My God.
Speak it out.
Hallelujah. Surface out. Hallelujah. Come out of your comfort zone. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I had to realize that I had to come out of my comfort zone. Hallelujah. And touch the lives of the people. Hallelujah. Because I was a person that was shy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As a young person, I was shy. I was hidden. I was in the back. People always try to push me up and say, Rose, you could do it. You could do it. But I was hidden. I said, no. The enemy tricked me in my mind. I said, no, you can't do this. Hallelujah. But then as I start to begin to read God's word and begin
thank
to
you,
realize
Jesus.
Who I was in God and who God called me to be, I began to come out a little bit more. And I began to study his word and I began to meditate on his word. I began to fast even a little
my
more.
God,
I began to
my
come
God.
Out more and more and more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how I became. I overcame coming
thank
out
you,
from where
Jesus.
I was because I studied his word. I meditate on his word. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Lord.
So thank
tonight,
you,
come out. Come out wherever you are. God is calling you out tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know we out of time.
Hallelujah.
God is good tonight.
Never out of time. We never. In God's kingdom, we're never out of time.
Oh,
never
amen.
Out of time.
Amen.
Even though that I was trying to get it together from the very beginning, and everything started off short. But you know what? You know, God is a timely God. So whatever time we started was the time we were supposed to start.
Right on time.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I like this title. Come out, wherever you are, because there are so many things that's hidden within each and every one of us, and we need to come out full force. Amen. With the full armor. Amen. So I like
Amen.
That. Come out. Stop hiding. God is calling us out. He's calling each and every one of us out to do greater things. You know,
yeah.
not to look at the norm, but to do greater things. So that's
yeah.
Pastor, all I can say is that was a word. That was a word.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know,
yeah.
I could feel the anointing coming through this side where I am. And I do thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you
for allowing God to use you. And I pray that those who are listening by internet, even that are listening that's online that have not said anything, I pray that you have received a healing in the name of Jesus. Because that's what it was. It was a healing service.
Thank you, Lord.
It was a healing service. Speak to whatever it is that you're going through. Come out.
Yes.
Come out wherever you are. Thank you so much. Pastor, if you would like to give us a closing prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah for the word that went forth on tonight, God, that we're going to come out from wherever we are, and we're going to do what you call us to do, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that this word, God, it was a life-changing word, God, hitting people, come out of the woodwork, hallelujah, come out of your comfort zone, hallelujah, and begin to do what God has called you to do in the name of
Jesus.
And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as your people are coming out, God, continue to encourage them tonight, God. Encourage your people, God, that they can do it, God. Hallelujah, that you have equipped them and you've given everything that they need for their assignment, God. Hallelujah, that's on their lives. Hallelujah, to do the will of you, God, the will of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Every assignment, God, that you call your people unto, God, you put it in their belly, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And I pray, God, that this word will cause them to activate and begin to birth it, baby. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
As I'm praying, God, for the sick, God, I pray, God, hallelujah, for the cancer patients that are going through in the name of Jesus.
Name of
I speak to the cancer that you got to go, that you got to leave their body
in the name of Jesus.
Anymore. I speak to the diabetes that you got
to go
in the name of Jesus. We cast you out of their bodies.
Hallelujah.
AIDS tonight. Hallelujah. We cast you out tonight in the name of Jesus. We cast every assignment, God, that the enemy has and is attacking your people on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lamb of God, begin to do it for your people tonight.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus,
yes,
God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Tonight, God. We ask God that you begin to work it for their good tonight, God. Move things out of their way, God.
Yes.
In the name
of Jesus.
Cause them to trust you even the more, God. When they can't even trace you, Lord God, cause them to trust you and seek your face, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, increase their faith even the more, God.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name tonight.
Hallelujah.
I give you glory tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
For what you're going to do for
your tonight, God.
In the name of Jesus. I pray for Elder Clay to give him strength and mercy, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God. As he's out there in the highways and the byways, God, allow him to get home safely and sound, God. In the name of Jesus today, God.
In
the name of Jesus. Have your way, God.
Have your way right now, God.
We pray for a special blessing upon her right now, God. We pray for favor to come upon her even the more, God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever decision that she has to make, God, show her favor in the decision, Lord God. In the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, God, that you touch Sister Clara tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touch her body, God. Heal and deliver right now, God.
Yes.
Set free in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Begin to touch prophetess tonight, God.
In the name of Jesus.
We bless your name tonight. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that you touch
Olivia
as she's on the line tonight, God.
Yes.
Whatever that she's going through, God, we ask, God, that you heal and you deliver, God.
Heal.
Meet every need in her life in the name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of
you know
Jesus.
What you're dealing with tonight, God.
Yes,
we ask,
dear
God,
God.
Make it right, God, in the name,
in
of,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
And God, we just give you praise. And everyone
hallelujah.
That's on the line tonight, God. Do it for them tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
And we give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory. Glory to you.
My
glory.
God.
Amen.
Jesus.
We invite you back next week on Blog Talk, and I promise you that we will not have the technical difficulties that we had today. But if it does end up just the way it ended up today, then I'm happy. Then I'm happy because the word went out. Amen. The
Amen.
Word went
Amen.
Out. So we do thank you for tuning in. Amen. God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen.
Yes.
Until next week.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
My heart is called a vision of a life.